It's been a really weird week. I've said that a couple times this morning, but it has. It's kind of gone quickly, but at the same time, it's dragged on a little bit. It's been just public holidays everywhere, and who knows what's honestly going on. Well, Jeff Field, we like to think he knows what's going on. I think he says sometimes that he doesn't, but we believe in you.
Thank you.
And he's here to run us through the weekly wrap. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. I can confirm it's Friday.
Yes, good.
It's a really weird week.
It has been.
I mean, not only did we have, well, we had Good Friday last week, which
we
was
did.
The beginning. Then, of course, we had Easter Monday. Mm-hmm. Then we went back to work. Well, some people went back to work. And then
Anzac Day.
And now it's Friday. All right, news of the week. Let's go back to Monday when we had a series of 8 powerful bomb blasts that ripped through luxury hotels and churches in Sri Lanka. Of course, that story has been playing out right across the week. We'll have more developments in our 8 o'clock news concerning the death toll. Councils across New South Wales were seeking rate rises of up to 15% a year. And we all know how fabulous councils are when it comes to providing services. Sadly, an urgent search was launched for a girl who went missing from a Randwick hospital. 19-year-old Madison Phelps was last seen in Barker Street in Sydney's Eastern Beaches on Saturday morning. They're still looking for her.
Oh, are they?
Tuesday, continuing along the election campaign pan trail. I haven't had coffee yet.
It's Friday.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten will announce on Tuesday a commitment to outlaw gay conversion therapy if he wins the federal election on the 18th of May. I must say I was very happy to hear that. At least 8 people were killed in a magnitude 6.1 earthquake that struck the Philippines. A man and a woman were found dead at the Rabbit Eats Lettuce Festival. On the Queensland New South Wales border. It looks like that was drug related. Of course, the debate over pill testing reignited, but if you listen to Anastasia Palaszczuk, doesn't sound promising there. She's saying tougher penalties.
Ugh.
And 7 people, including 2 lifesavers, had already died over the Easter weekend around Australia. On Wednesday, opposition leader Bill Shorten was urging people not to dumb down the jobs debate as he continued to fight off questions over his stance on the Adani coal mine. This has been a really difficult issue for the Labor Party up there because at the same time as they say they're opposed to the mine, they also say they want more jobs in the region. So it's a very, very difficult balancing act.
And the other one as well is that, say we've got a tough climate change policy. We're going to be looking after the environment, but we're not entirely ruling out Adani. Yeah, it's a rock and a hard place for them.
Yeah, it's a hard one. A gas leak near the Sydney Opera House forced the evacuation of 500 people from the area, causing chaos. And that was all because an excavator ran into a pipe.
Still the most Sydney story I've ever heard.
Absolutely. Yesterday, we're almost there. Yesterday, Thursday, we were here.
We were.
Yeah. Turkish authorities arrested a suspected Islamic State member they believe was planning to attack Gallipoli. Now, that was sort of questioned by Scott Morrison, saying they were being super cautious. So
Wait, really?
I really don't know what's going on there.
I would hope they were being super cautious.
Same here. I want them to be really, really, really cautious.
Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, exactly. Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia for a meeting with Vladimir Putin. That did take place. They shook hands. No mention of Donald Trump's promise to denuclearize that area. Strange, that. A woman was being questioned by police after a man was stabbed in a domestic incident in Western Sydney. This happened at St. Mary's. And scientists have developed a brain implant that can read people's minds and turn their thoughts to speech. I could do with that.
That is awesome and terrifying.
I know.
I don't want anyone's robot in my head reading my mind.
Well, we can thank the team at the University of California for that one.
I'm so impressed with the technology. Don't bring it anywhere near me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen and others, was News of the Week.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Field with the weekly wrap, looking back at the week that was. A bit of a strange one this week, but we're all back on schedule come Monday morning.